Hi, I'm Julia Tremonton, a Ryerson journalism student. I recently wanted to learn more about what other journalists are experiencing during COVID and how their reporting has changed. I reached out to Toronto Star reporter Angeline Francis. Angeline is a journalist for the Local Journalism Initiative and focuses her reporting on equity and equality. I talked to her about a recent article she wrote on SARS during the pandemic and how she's dealing with the stress of COVID as a journalist. Take a listen. Recent article on SARS, how did COVID impact how you interviewed the Canadians across Canada?
Well, for an article like that, actually, since I was getting a lot of different voices, where possible, I got people to just answer two questions really simply over email, kind of like an opportunity to write in their own words and have a little bit of a paragraph collected along with a bunch of different voices, as opposed to writing an entire article on their own or going back and forth on the phone with a bunch of people, although I did talk to a few of them over the phone.
So what would you say some of the biggest challenges are that you faced when reporting during COVID?
Reporting during COVID, it is pretty challenging because you are constantly making decisions about what your own comfort level is as a person, as a reporter, and the comfort level of your sources as well. So what I've been leaning on a lot are either Zoom interviews or over the phone, and those are helpful. They do pose their own challenges. Sometimes it is so nice to be able to see people face to face, and you can observe so much more in the way that they're acting, speaking. You kind of have a little bit more of an in-touch perspective when you see somebody in person, but you don't want to risk either of your own health or your own family members. I have a lot of older family members that I'm in contact with, so that's definitely influenced my own decisions around how I'm reporting.
Yeah, definitely. I know that a lot of journalists are finding it a bit stressful to report during these circumstances. So how do you deal with the stress of reporting, especially in this time where it's so different than normal?
It's so many layers of stress because there are always just deadlines. There's deadline anxiety, there's story pitching anxiety, there's anxiety about getting a story right, and then now you add an extra layer of it of trying to stay healthy and not spread this highly communicable virus. How I've been dealing with it is just trying to take the safeguards where possible and be understanding that things move a little bit slower right now. Try to stay in communication with editors as much as possible. Try to be in nature on my off time and not force myself to overwork, because a lot of us are working from home right now, so it is very easy to just not have any kind of schedule or set cutoff time when you are working. So I think just trying to maintain those boundaries where possible and try to enjoy nature is how I've been trying to cope with this kind of stress in my off time.
Yeah, definitely. And then one of the last questions that I want to ask you is, what are some tips or advice that you have for student journalists who are also kind of feeling the stress during this time, even more so than usual?
I would say try to incorporate as much of what you would do in your normal life during normal times as you possibly can right now, and also add in different things that would just help your overall wellness. If you never used to take walks just for fun, start doing it before it gets cold again. If you usually find a lot of release in keeping in touch with your friends, make sure that you're video calling them or trying to go on social distance walks with them while you can, and keep in touch with family and try to, I guess, look ahead for a time when things will be a little bit more back to normal, and try to make the most of what is going on right now.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. I really enjoyed talking to Angeline about what it's like to be a journalist during COVID. I hope you found her experience and tips and tricks just as helpful as I did. For more information for student journalists just like you, feel free to visit my website, Julia's Journal. Catch you later.